The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Happy New Year, and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, assistant, associate, fellow realtor,
Patrick Devaney.
Good
Happy
morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And today we have in on our discussion our producer, Jessica Schwab.
Happy New Year.
Same to you. We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss everything real estate. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many full-time realtors. We have been listing, selling, appraising real estate for over 40 years. You can feel free
during the week to email us any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us at 570-344-6724, except today.
Okay.
And tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. And actually, we are there today. Tomorrow we won't be for New Year's Day.
I can't tell because I'm here. I'm not there.
New Year's Day, we take off for spend time with our families. If you would like to search the MLS or view our listings or to listen to archive radio shows, visit jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, and friend us on Facebook. Okay, good morning, guys. I thought today we can talk about all the recent really great, wonderful, warm and fuzzy news, tax increases.
Lovely.
Tell us how you really feel.
Okay. Well, there are a lot of, I do sell real estate. So taxes, property taxes, transfer tax, taxes are just part of the conversation, usually wage tax too. And when I go to sell a property, property taxes do matter. Wage tax matters. Transfer tax matters. All of these things affect what a buyer can afford and a seller's position in the market. And so I thought we'd spend a lot of time talking about this today because there are a lot of people out there, doesn't matter what political side of the fence that they're on, that are really upset, irate, and outraged.
Over the taxes.
Over the taxes. It doesn't matter if you're Occupy Wall Street or Tea Partier. There's people with a lot of anger on both sides of this issue.
Okay. And from a, you know, just from a local perspective, from the federal perspective, there's all these increases in the taxes that we're paying. And it's on the backs of the hardworking Americans out there. Residents of Lackawanna County, citizens of northeastern Pennsylvania, and several municipalities that are being affected by these tax increases. And it's just not fair. So, you know, I mean, of course we all, I know it's a privilege and a right to pay taxes, but let's get real.
These taxes hurt, the ones they hurt the most are the people on a fixed income, the older Americans, the people who are on Social Security, who are just barely making it by, and then all of a sudden, and by the way, 2 days after the election, I'm telling you, we're going to be raising your property taxes 38%. How do you like that?
Why do you suppose it was after the election and not prior?
Fear, maybe afraid of telling people. Wait, I'm running for office here, and God forbid I tell you the truth. Let me just tell you what you want to hear. And then 2 days after, and I'm elected, and I'm safe now in my position, you can't touch me until the next election.
Which is 4 years later.
Yes, absolutely. And
so
they're hoping
that
they're hoping,
you forget.
That's right.
But a lot of people I know are not going to forget this and are going to be really hurt. This is going to devastate a lot of lives, a lot of families out there. And you know who I worry about? Yes, the people on the fixed incomes. But how about the helpless, the innocent, the children that are going to lose their home?
Because they can't afford these taxes anymore. Taxes, taxes, taxes. The one bill you got to pay all the time just keeps reoccurring and it never goes down.
And delinquencies are up at record highs. Delinquencies are up. People are losing their homes. They can't hold on anymore. So in a down real estate market, and when the economy has been just bad for years, why don't we just raise taxes?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
No.
So what that tells me is that, okay, now look, okay, let's give credit where credit's due. All right?
Okay.
Let's do that because I want to be fair. The county commissioners did make cuts the past 4 years. They reduced the workforce by 32%.
That's Lackawanna County?
That's Lackawanna County.
Okay.
And yes, I should have said that. 32% reduction in the workforce and $20 million reduction in expenditures.
That's real cuts.
Those are real cuts. But
to the way that this tax increase was done is cowardly is the only word I can, because I'm really upset.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. To then go on to a social media website and say that the residents of Lackawanna County must have been living under a rock if they did not foresee the tax increase. I don't think that was appropriate.
No.
More professional.
Mm-mm.
So I was supposed to know before I went into that voting booth that a 38% tax increase was coming my way. And because I didn't, I was living under a rock.
My crystal ball was out of commission that day, and I didn't see it coming.
I don't live under a rock because I'm selling real estate every day, 7 days a week, and a lot of hours during the day. And I know what's going on, and I get a sense of what's happening in the community. And a lot of people felt that if this was a gradual increase over time, it would have been a lot more appropriate and acceptable.
And affordable.
Okay. All right. So then we have the county doing that. And we don't have anywhere else to cut. We don't know what else to do. We're sorry, but, you know, the taxpayers have to, you know, take this on and bail us out. And so you have nowhere else to cut your expenses. It's always the way. More going out than what's coming in. But there are other ways. There are definitely other ways that these politicians,
doesn't matter what level they're on.
No, it doesn't matter that they can cut more, they can do away with something, and they can spend less.
The federal government, for every dollar it spends, is borrowing 41 cents of that dollar. Is that how can anything go on like that? It's just insane what's going on. The spending is crazy.
Well, yeah, and what I think of is that when they're running and they're running their campaigns, we often hear, correct me if I'm wrong, but I often hear, I'm going to run it like a business. Well, I don't see that happening here.
No.
So I know there's going to be, and this is really bad news for real estate realtors. And I know that the politicians don't want to hear from us because they want to, you know, get this through, and they need to make, you know, their payroll, they need to meet their expenses, but I think that they really need to tighten that belt even tighter, pull back, learn to live without something. I mean, really, when you think about it, I'm in business. I've been in business for a while now, and the last several years in real estate, I mean, thankfully this year, thank God, was a very good year for Century 21 Jack Ruddy. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And today we're talking about tax increases. And I, being in business, have had, over the last several years, to meet some challenging times. And I had to pull back. And I had to cut expenses. And I had to make some painful, hard decisions that I didn't want to have to make, but I had to. Lives were affected, tears were shed. We do what we have to do. And I'm not saying that, I'm not a heartless person, but there's things that have to go, and in times of prosperity, they come back. And I mean, just the way we run our house and our budget at the house, we had to pull back. I don't go to the dry cleaners as often as I used to. I'm ironing at 9 o'clock at night, and I don't want to be ironing at 9 o'clock at night. I'd rather send that item to get pressed at the dry cleaners. Mm-hmm. But when you're not making it,
you can't spend it.
Yeah. Why doesn't any level of government get that?
There is just so much waste that goes on. There's certain labor deals. I am a union member. So let me just start that. But for any municipality or any locality, say I'm going to retire from my job at wherever it is I'm working in 2012, there are certain labor deals that if I work one day into 2012, I am entitled to a full year's vacation. So if I retire January 2nd, I get paid for a full year of 2012. Well, you might say, well, they negotiated it, so that's the way it should be. That doesn't make it right. It's wrong to do that. I worked for the city of New York. I was a New York City fireman. I retired. If your vacation, you earned it. If I worked for 6 months, I got 6 months worth of vacation. At the end of the year, if I did not use that vacation, I lost it. There was no way to accumulate sick days. So when I retire, I get paid for 2 years worth of sick days that I haven't had. I think that certain things are just certain deals that are not affordable anymore. Maybe in good times we could get away with it, but this is just robbing the taxpayer. Well, how do you justify working one day into the year and getting paid for a full vacation?
And let me see, you didn't say it, so let me ask you, does it roll over? Rolls
the up here it rolls over. It didn't roll over for us. It was use it or lose it.
Yeah, use it or lose it. I think that's a wonderful effective.
Use it or lose it.
I mean, and I know that the city of Scranton is run much differently than the city of New York. I mean, for obvious reasons, you know, population has something to do with it.
Whatever city it is, it's just...
Right, but that's something, I mean, I think that should be considered. I didn't know that. That's outrageous. It's the way it's done. The
way it's done.
But let's go back and look at that. And I think that that would be one way of some trimming some waste. Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot of other ways. We'll get into that after the break. We're going to head towards a break. But before we do so, if you can kindly review a listing, Pat,
yes,
please.
I have to change from my outraged taxpayer hat to my realtor hat now. Now, I have a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath located at 2317 Adams Avenue in Scranton for $129,900. This is a nice home directly across the street from Marywood University. It has a modern kitchen, a newer half bath on the first floor, and the breakfast nook offers a great view of the yard. It has hardwood floors on the first and second floor. Most of the windows are replacement windows. It has updated wiring, a newer breaker panel, concrete sidewalks with a parking pad for off-street parking. Also, there's an alley behind the property, which could allow for parking on a pad. In the rear, there was a garage that was once there, so... That's 2317 Adams Avenue, 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath for $129,000.
Thank you, Pat. Great listing. Okay, stay with us on the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. We will be back after a very brief break. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
Welcome back. Happy New Year to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And today we're talking about tax increases.
Taxpayer outrage.
Yes, taxpayer outrage, tax increases, and, you know, the effects on everybody and the good, hardworking people of the area. And I don't, you know, there's a lot of areas affected by this. And specifically, we were talking about Lackawanna County before the break. And we're going to talk about the city of Scranton in a couple of minutes. But before we do, recapping what you were talking about just before the break, Pat, You're talking about how, you know, in the city of New York, when you were a fireman there, you had to use or lose your vacation time, sick days, so on and so forth, that they didn't roll over, and that you didn't get, if you didn't use them, you couldn't get like a check for them. You couldn't get paid for them.
We were assigned a vacation. Say I was assigned December and you were assigned January. What I could do is I could swap half of my vacation with you, but I couldn't just take it when I wanted to. And I could decline it, but I'm not going to get paid for it. And when we went sick, say I was working tonight and I went sick, it's no reflection on the Scranton Fire Department. These guys do a fantastic job with the manpower they have. I have the greatest admiration for the Scranton Fire Department.
And respect.
And respect, and for the Dunmore guys, all the pay guys up here, I really do. It's just a different ballgame.
And the volunteers. I mean,
the volunteers are fantastic. But what we would do is when I would get sick, if I wasn't going to go into work tonight, what I had to do was I had to report to the fire department doctor tomorrow morning. I had to go there, and that doctor would make a duty determination. He would determine whether I was fit for duty or not. And one time I went to see the doctor, and I said, "Doctor," I says, "what is this? What do you think? What's wrong with me?" He says, "Oh, I'm not here to diagnose you." He says, "I'm just here to make a duty determination." I said, "Okay, that's great." So that made it perfectly clear to me what his job was. His job is to get me back to work. But it's just a different ballgame up here. It's completely different. They don't have the resources to do that up here. I understand that.
Okay. So, but the way that things are structured differently up here, maybe that these contracts that have been negotiated, maybe there's some things in there, the fat that could be trimmed and renegotiated, and things the city of Scranton especially could save some.
We want to talk about the fire department, what was done up here. I think that these guys worked without a pay increase for 10 years. I think that's absolutely wrong. And then when they finally get a pay increase, they want to cut the job by how many guys? If they would have dealt with this as it came along and gave these guys a certain percentage for the past 10 years, they wouldn't be in the situation they're in now. It should deal with things when they come up. This mentality of putting things off and putting things off, it just cost them millions of dollars in the end.
Well, I think that they were banking on
a different outcome?
A Supreme Court ruling, yeah. And I think that the mayor has attributed all of these changes and proposals and tax increases and things like that of that nature and reducing the firemen in the city of Scranton to
blame it on the fire department, I think it is wrong. I think it's dead wrong to blame it on the fire department. I think this should have been dealt with at the city level. They should have taken care of it when it came up. And then they're just using the fire department as a scapegoat to raise taxes.
You know, and I was thinking before the show, I was thinking about how so differently the New York City Fire Department is run as opposed to an area fire department. You guys, you would drill. You would have building inspections. You were able to write
summonses. We would write summonses. We would do building inspections. If you're looking to increase revenue, we could get the firemen to go out there. What we would do is we would inspect all the commercial occupancies and we would inspect all the multiple occupancies in our response area. Not only does that get us into a building and get us familiar with the building, so if there's something unique about a building that we should be aware of, I want to know about it at 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't want to find out about it at 2 o'clock in the morning in a smoke-filled hallway. I want to know what's wrong with this. And also, if there is obvious violations, we were peace officers, we could also write them a summons and produce a little bit of revenue. If there was a car parked on a hydrant, we would write a summons for the car parked on a hydrant. We could do all of those things. And it got us out into the community, and it was wonderful. It was wonderful.
I don't think that happens here. I know it doesn't. And also, you checked fire hydrants.
Yes, we checked the fire hydrants. They say up here it's the water company's responsibility, but for the fire department, we would check the hydrants in our response area twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. And in the fall, if there was water in the hydrant, we would drain it, so when we go to use it in the winter time, it wouldn't be frozen. So and also it got us to know the location of the hydrants, because sometimes weeds overgrow the hydrants and it can't readily be seen, especially at 3 o'clock in the morning when there's people hanging out the windows. You have to know where the water is.
Right. So time is of the essence,
and all these cuts with the fire department, the closing houses and cutting manpower is a recipe for disaster.
I don't care how much they slice it and dice it, and I get what you're saying. You're right. It is a recipe for disaster, and let's hope. I mean, I know it's been said because the manning's going to be cut, and because the firemen, the reduced number, it's not going to increase the amount of fires. I've actually seen that in print, and I've read that's what the administration is saying, and maybe to a certain degree, but I don't know that.
How do you fight two fires at once with all this reduced manning? How do you do it?
It's not going to increase the number of fires, but it's certainly not going to decrease the number of fires either. Right. So you're still doing the same amount of work with less people.
Right, and a small fire can become a big fire now because you're closing all the firehouses and the response time is cut down, and something you could knock down quickly with a can or the small fire extinguisher is suddenly this big fire. Now, what do you do? The guys are fighting a fire on the other side of town, and we have this big fire over here. There's just not enough men to handle two fires. What are you going to do, call in Dunmore? Four guys of Dunmore? You're going to call them in?
What if they have a fire?
Yeah, now Dunmore's out.
What if they're responding to an accident?
It's just...
I do have to say we have a lot of volunteer firefighters in Wayne County, and we have, I mean, our parades, it's like miles of fire trucks between Sillyville and Prompton and Beach Lake, and there's three or four firehouses just in Honesdale. Honesdale's not a big town. And I'm honest to God, I'm thankful for it, and the majority of our firefighters are all volunteer.
Hats off to somebody that would volunteer to run into a fire.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Okay. So, getting back to the city of Scranton, here's some interesting information I came across. The Scranton Times reported that, with all these tax increases, it's just good information to put out there that 31,000 homes in Scranton, 55% are owner-occupied and 45% are renters. The median income and the city of Scranton is $28,000. Now, that means that half the households make more, half make less. And Scranton has a really high unemployment rate of 9.7% and a 19.2% poverty rate. Wow, is right. And many, many, many elderly live on Social Security.
Alone, that's it, nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's terrible.
Okay, so, those are interesting statistics, I would think, right? Okay, so then I want to go over some information regarding my multi-list service statistics. Let's go over what's been happening in the city of Scranton and Lackawanna County. We're going to start with the city of Scranton first. In 2005, there were almost 500 listings that sold in the city of Scranton.
Ah, the good old days.
The good old days. Now, that was,
that's right. Only 6 years ago.
Okay, but that's in better times. Okay, so you would expect, some differences, but wait till I tell you what the differences are. It's startling. Months of inventory were 4.28 months of inventory, and the average day on the market was 83 days. Again, this is 2005, and the average sales price was $83,500. Now it's 2011. Would you like to know what the numbers are?
No.
You know where I'm going with this. 245 listings sold.
Wait, in 2005 there was 500, now there's 245?
You got it.
Down 50%.
Yes. Months of inventory now, 14.23.
And in 2005 it was 4 months of inventory, now it's 14 months of inventory.
Average days on market now in 2011, 140 days.
Compared to 83, double.
83 in 2005, average days on market. Now the average sales price in 2011 is $82,860. 2005, it was $83,500. So, okay, does it make any sense to you? With considering these numbers, this is my argument as a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. And here today we're talking about tax increases, and I'm very passionate about this subject because it affects the people that I'm obligated to, I'm in a listing contract with, I'm also trying to find a home for, and it's affecting my business because people want to sell, people want to buy, and so all these tax increases are going to make it harder for a house to sell and for somebody to buy and to be able to afford. And here we are, we're dealing with tax increases all over the place, and so does it make any sense? The market is down so much, let's increase the taxes. Mm-mm. Property taxes, transfer tax, business tax. These are all increasing, and it's because things were mismanaged, and there are other ways. And this is what my point of the whole discussion. There are other revenue boosting places to go. Think outside the box. There are ways.
Wait, why should we think outside the box when I can just raise everybody's taxes? That's
right.
So much easier. I don't step on my buddy's toes. I don't ruffle anybody's feathers. You know, you take care of me, I'll take care of you. This good old boy network up here is sickening.
It is. It really, really is. And it's going to affect a lot of people. A lot of people are going to lose houses. Let's go over the Lackawanna County residential. Now, those were residential single-family homes. Those were the statistics in the city of Scranton. Let's go over the Lackawanna County residential closings. And we'll just hit it briefly. In 2010, there were 1,019 sold. In 2011, 956. In 2005, in Lackawanna County, residential closings, there was 1,366 homes sold in Lackawanna County, and in 2011, 956. So let's raise the taxes 38%. And really, you know, any attempt of trying to get into any kind of recovery of the housing market, let's just
shoot ourselves in the foot and mm-hmm. raise taxes. What they tried in New York was that millionaire's tax. We're going to raise a tax on the millionaires and raise all this money. So when they raised the rate, you know what happened? They collected less money because people are making less and your so-called millionaires are bailing out. So you want to decrease something? Let's tax it more.
Well, let's close with this thought. And we have a couple things before we close.
The real estate roundtable rant today?
Yes, the real estate
Happy
roundtable
New
rant.
Happy New Year.
Okay, so everybody knows where we stand on the tax increases. I don't think there's anybody out there jumping for joy, but we're really opposed to all of this, and not that it matters, but here we are. I want to close with this. Do you know that the transfer tax, and again, that's the tax that's paid on a property when it sells. The buyer and seller typically in our area traditionally split the cost. It's equally divided between the seller and it's equally divided by this buyer. Okay, the transfer tax in the city of Scranton, guess what? Guess, you know, in the Commonwealth of PA, who's number one? Do you know who number one is?
I do. Okay. Is this like a trick question?
This is like a trick question.
Reading.
Okay, Reading. Do you know who number two is? City of Scranton. Isn't that lovely? I don't think that's list you want to be in the top, you know, two.
You would think it would be Harrisburg.
Yeah, how about that? How about how financially distressed that place is? And you know what their transfer tax is? 2%.
2%.
Wow.
And Scranton's over 4.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Lovely. Okay. So this is great news. And we'll close with reviewing a listing, please.
Oh, wait. Let me change hats. Now I'm a calm realtor. No longer am I an outraged taxpayer.
All right.
Okay. I have a lovely three-bedroom, one-bath located at 923 Jessup Avenue in Dunmore for $179,000. This is a very well-maintained home on a large corner lot in a beautiful neighborhood. It's got you go outside, it's got a great view of the valley from the front of the house. It's really nice. This home has a kitchen and a dining room combo, new carpet, a large walkout family room with a wet bar. It also has a wood-burning fireplace in that family room. It has a great backyard with a patio, deck, and a pool. It also has a built-in one-car garage, so you're not going to get wet when you get out of the car. You just pull it right in the house. And you can walk to Sherwood Park. That's a three-bedroom, one-bath home located at 923 Jessup Avenue in Dunmore for $179,900. And that's listed by Marissa Bevilacqua.
Remember to tune in next week at 11 a.m. on Saturday, 11:30 on Sunday to listen to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.